Chapter 13.
I knew we were in for it the next morning about 2 seconds after I climbed on the school bus. Alex, Ryan, and Renee were staring at me, all pop-eyed. I wanted so bad to not deal with them, but I had to make some attempt to act normal. I plopped down beside Ryan, in front of Alex and Renee. Allie sat down in front of me. Ryan was looking me up and down like I was purple. Alex's and Renee's faces crept around so they were practically licking my ears on either side.
"Hear you had a bit of a run-in last night, bro," Alex said. "We overheard my dad telling my mom that he almost had to book you last night. That's sweet, Tori, real sweet."
Renee smirked, and I rubbed my eyes, which after 3 hours of sleep felt like bowling balls in their sockets.
"Allie, how come you're getting on the bus on our street?" Ryan asked.
Allie was running her mouth to this girl sitting beside her, a quiet girl in some of our honors classes. I knew she was doing it so she wouldn't have to explain herself to the audience behind her. Their eyes came back to me. I stuttered. "Mrs. Creed has been bugging Allie. We wanted to spy out her window and see if Mrs. Creed did anything weird over there. You know." I guessed they didn't.
Kerblam! The power question came barreling out of Alex. "What were you doing with Beau Richardson?"
"Well, he was there, and well..." I watched the back of Allie's head, almost hypnotized by it.
"My dad said Mrs. Creed thinks he killed Chris."
Renee's eyes burned on me. I saw Allie's shoulders freeze up. I felt like food for 3 hungry snakes. I'd known the night before that all this new stuff could make me feel sort of out there compared to my friends, but I hadn't known it would happen so fast. I just felt through my gut and blurted out what I felt.
"You guys, this whole thing has gotten way serious. It's too serious. I don't want to yap about it. I don't want to joke about it. I don't want to talk about it."
They made all the "I'm insulted" groans, but I didn't let myself get sucked down as they filled the air with comments.
"You think we're gossips, thanks a lot."
Ryan went,
"Tori, bro, we're just glad you're not bones this morning, man. Beau Richardson, whatever happened, we assured our dad that he forced you into it. Pulled that stiletto he carries around on you or something."
I stared at the back of Allie's hair. It would kill Allie if I didn't do something. I got up, walked toward the front of the bus, and plopped down beside Lyle Corsica, who was known as a science geek. There were no other empty seats near him, so there was no way they would follow me. I started a conversation with Lyle, like Allie had started with that quiet girl. I didn't care that they were gawking, probably wondering why I could run my mouth to Lyle Corsica about I don't even remember what, but I couldn't talk to them. I kept telling myself I didn't care. I figured I would start to believe it by the time we got to school.